Load dish 7.8. GNA microarrays, analyzing genome-wide expression. Recently invented methods allow researchers to analyze the expression of thousands of genes simultaneously using DNA microarrays. Coupling these methods with the results from genome sequencing projects allows researchers to analyze the complete transcriptional program of an organism during specific physiological responses or developmental processes. DNA microarrays consist of thousands of individual gene sequences bound to closely spaced regions on the surface of a glass microscope slide. Two methods have been developed for preparing DNA microarrays. In one method, an 1 kilobyte portion of the coding region of each gene analyzed is individually amplified by PCR. A robotic device is used to apply each amplified DNA sample to closely spaced plots on the surface of a glass microscope slide, which then is processed by chemical and heat treatment to attach the DNA sequences to the glass surface and denature them. Typical arrays are 2 centimeters and contain 6,000 plots of DNA. In an alternative method, multiple DNA oligonucleotides, usually 20 nucleotides in length, are synthesized from an initial nucleotide that is covalently bound to the surface of a glass slide. Tens of thousands of identical oligonucleotides are synthesized in a small square area on the surface of the slide. Several oligonucleotide sequences from a single gene are synthesized in neighboring regions of the slide to analyze expression of that gene. Thousands of genes can be represented on one glass slide. Because the methods for constructing these arrays of synthetic oligonucleotides were adapted from methods for manufacturing microscopic integrated circuits used in computers, these types of oligonucleotide microarrays are often called DNA chips. In one of the first uses of DNA microarray analysis, gene expression was compared between yeast cells growing on glucose as the source of carbon and energy, and cells growing on ethanol. The total mRNA was separately isolated from cells growing under these two conditions using oligo-DT columns, see figure 7.14. The total mRNA from the glucose-grown cells was reverse transcribed into cDNA using reverse transcriptase, an oligo-DT primer, deoxyribonucleoside triphosphates, and a low concentration of a nucleotide analog labeled with a green fluorescent dye. cDNA from the ethanol-grown cells was prepared similarly, but labeled with a red fluorescent dye. Equal amounts of the two cDNA preparations were then mixed and incubated under hybridization conditions with a DNA microarray containing all 6,400 yeast genes, so that each gene on the array hybridized to its complementary cDNA in the preparation. After washing away unhybridized cDNA, each DNA spot on the microarray was analyzed using a scanning laser microscope with a computer-controlled stage. The intensity of green and red fluorescence at each DNA spot was measured with photomultiplier tubes and stored in computer files under the name of each gene according to its known position on the slide. The data is represented in the computer-generated image shown in figure 7.39. Spots fluorescing bright red are from genes expressed at a high level in ethanol and a low level in glucose media. Spots fluorescing bright green are from genes expressed at a high level in glucose and a low level in ethanol medium. Spots fluorescing bright yellow are from genes expressed at high levels in both types of media. Genes expressed at low to moderate levels do not yield brightly fluorescing spots, in the depiction of the data in figure 7.39 where all genes are compared. However, the relative level of expression of such genes in cells grown in glucose or ethanol can be determined from accurate measurements of the relative intensities of weak red and green fluorescence signals. Genes that are not transcribed under these growth conditions give no detectable signal. Hybridization of fluorescently labeled cDNA preparations to DNA microarrays such as this provide a means for analyzing gene expression patterns on a genomic scale. One example is the analysis of changes in gene expression as yeast cells convert from growth on a high-sugar medium to growth on ethanol. This adaptation to different nutrients occurs in the natural environment when yeast growing on decaying fruits which, from rapid growth, when they metabolize sugars to ethanol by anaerobic fermentation, to slower growth, when the sugar is depleted, and they metabolize the accumulated ethanol to carbon dioxide and water by aerobic respiration. Chapter 16. The situation can be simulated in the laboratory by inoculating yeast into media high in glucose. As shown in Figure 740, growth initially is exponential and rapid until the glucose is exhausted, then the rate of cell doubling is slowed and cells shift from fermentation to respiration. The transcriptional response of each of the 6400 yeast genes during this adaptation to decreasing glucose was analyzed by hybridizing fluorescently labeled cDNAs prepared from cells at several time points after inoculation of the culture to DNA microarrays, as shown in Figure 739. This analysis revealed a marked, coordinated change in the global pattern of yeast gene expression. For example, expression from 17 genes encoding mitochondrial proteins required for respiration increased with a similar time course as glucose was depleted. Figure 740b. Analysis of the yeast genome sequence showed that each of these genes contains in their upstream transcription control region binding sites for the trimeric transcription factor chapter 10 encoded by genes HAP2, 3, and 4. Earlier studies showed that this factor regulates the transcription of some of these genes. This genome-wide expression analysis revealed that these 17 genes are probably chiefly regulated by the trimeric HAP transcription factor. As the rate of cell growth slowed when glucose was depleted from the media, 112 genes encoding ribosomal proteins were repressed with similar kinetics. Figure 740c. The upstream control regions chapter 10 and all of these genes have binding sites for the RAP1 transcription factor, which earlier had been shown to regulate the expression of a handful of ribosomal protein genes. 7 genes exhibited strong induction only at the last time point analyzed, when glucose was completely depleted from the media. 6 of these were found to have an upstream activating sequence in common, the CSRE carbon source response element. Thus, several distinct temporal patterns of expression were recognized. In most cases, common regulatory mechanisms could be inferred for sets of genes with similar expression profiles. The results of this study showed that as yeast adapt to decreasing glucose levels, expression of 710 genes increases by a factor of 2 or more, while expression of 1030 genes decreases by a factor of 2 or more. About 400 of the differentially expressed genes have no known function. This analysis provides the first clue as to their possible function in yeast biology. Approximately 15,000 human genes have now been identified. Microarrays of these human genes have been prepared and used to characterize their expression in different tissues and organs, and in cancer cells compared to their normal cell counterparts. When the complete set of genes for humans and model experimental organisms such as the mouse and Drosophila become available, microarray technology will be used to analyze the global genome-wide gene expression patterns that occur during cellular differentiation and disease. Summary. DNA microarrays contain microscopic spots of 1 kilobyte DNA sequences representing thousands of genes bound to the surface of glass microscope slides. Oligonucleotide arrays DNA chips contain synthetic oligonucleotides representing thousands of gene sequences synthesized on the surface of small areas of a glass slide. Expression of the genes represented on a DNA or oligonucleotide array can be assayed by synthesizing fluorescently labeled cDNA from a preparation of mRNA isolated from different cells or from cells under different conditions. The amount of complementary cDNA that hybridizes at each spot on the array is measured using a scanning confocal laser microscope. The data for each gene is stored in computer files and analyzed.